Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show Message of Concern. Today is 6 June 14, 2023. It is now 7:14. And I do see one on the board, but and he's fixed it so he could open me. But I want to let him know if he opened up the show or not. If he did, it was by himself. But I just want to say the Al-Fatiha. Udu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Arrahmanir Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen. The Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the cherisher, sustainer of all the worlds, beneficent, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment, which we now live. We are long to be worshipped, and I need to be seek for help. Please show us the straight way. We have those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace upon, those whose wrath is not brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the message of concern, which, as described, it would be the removal of all images from worship that portray divine, regardless to the color of the image. It includes racial images. Our intent is, and we feel it is our duty to remove these all images because no one has seen the image of God. And second focus is the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. We know that they are number one priority after Allah. We were once told that education is our number one priority in Islam, and that still sticks with us. We want to let you know also, we only have one person in the queue right now, and if the one person would like to say something, he can. If you want to discuss something with us, he can. The mic is open. He was first one on the board. But now I see my husband, Brother Akbar, has come in, and he is ready to take over now. And you can switch with your phone if you want to. We'll put this on mute. You can switch your phone and come back in. It's already been starting in. I did open up with a lot. I opened up with Al-Fatiha, rather. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Here's your host for today, Brother Abdullah Akbar. Abdul Rasul Akbar. Assalamu alaikum. He's making more noise.
Welcome, and thank you for choosing freeconferencecall.com. You are helping me.
We only bear witness and we testify there's no God but one God. His proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation and planted us here to be tested and see which one is worthy of the great reward that he have kept hidden from us. And the reason I say a reward, because you have to earn your way in the next life. You come unwillingly in this life. You had no choice but to get better life in the next life, you have to earn it. And that's why scripture comes to point out the problem if you fail to earn what you need in the next life. So we come here on this Talk Talk radio station tonight to get rid of a problem that Satan created. And Satan created racism, jealousy, envy, and hatred between the people. Satan deceived us to keep all this hatred and jealousy going in the world. And scripture comes to point it out. The prophets brought the clear evidence on how this was happening and showed us in most scriptures what was the end result of those who practiced the evil, practiced racism, and practiced deceit. They had a bad ending. And this is given to us to warn those who participate in racism and all the evil that this world, that there's you're going to reap what you sow, and what you sow, it won't be good. So we come with this Blog Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who is trying to help this Sister Claire Muhammad's STEM school up throughout the world for all people, all young minds, and all good young minds to call creative. Because if we don't bring a school out, bring a school about like that, then they gonna continue. They gonna continue putting school teachers as homosexuals and tell you there's nothing wrong with it. And we know no homosexual like a straight person. No homosexual appreciates a straight person because that straight person, that person who don't deal in homosexuality, he's hated by the homosexual because he's not natural. And the straight person or the good person that follows God always reminds the homosexual that he living a corrupt life. So he don't like nobody that's straight. The homosexual people want to make everybody homosexual. It's like saying nobody wants to go to hell by themselves. So we come tonight with this broadcast radio station pointing out the root of this. It's racism. It comes from religion. It comes from a religion that holds Almighty God up as a man, old God up as a ghost or son. All these add to the problems of the human family. And the reason we know it, it adds to the problems of the human family, God, Allah, the Creator said, don't do it. Don't make no image of him. And they break this law every day. Every day they break this law. How can you be natural? How can you be normal? And God says, populate the earth. Two men cannot populate the earth. Two women cannot populate the earth. This is not hate teaching. This is the cure to hate teaching. The truth is the cure to hate teaching. Allah, we thank God for blessing us with this information that we can understand. He gave us a book. He gave many books, but they corrupt the other books. They did a little corruption in those books. They changed the truth and put a lot of falsehood. But the Quran, the final revelation, come to correct that falsehood that's been added to the book that God has given us for guidance, that the prophet received for guidance. So we thank Allah to be Muslim. Allah says in his book, his holy book, Al-Quran, Allah said, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Ayat 1, 2, 4. Allah says in this book to this human family, Hud, the prophet Hud, Alam Ra. This is the book with verses basically and fundamental. Established meaning. For explain in detail from one who is wise and well acquainted with all that you do. He teaches to teach that he shall worship none but Allah. Said, Verily I am sent unto you from him who warns and to bring glad tidings, and a preacher through seek he the forgiveness of your law and turn to him and repent that he might grant you enjoyment, good and truth. Enjoyment, good and truth, for a term appointed, and bestow his abounderous grace on all who abound into his mercy. But if you turn away, then I feel for you a penalty great day. A penalty of a great day. Allah is your return. He has power over all things. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Allah said he got power over all things. No man can't stop no rain. Man can't start the sun shining. A man cannot make the sun rise from the west back from the east into the west. Man has no power over that sun. The one who created the sun has all the power. And he don't force us to do nothing, even with all the power. He give us an opportunity to show our love to the one who created. He gave us that opportunity. He allowed us to worship God in spirit and truth. And he allows us to reject God, say there's no God. But he warned us of a great penalty is coming to those who say and do that. So some people hearken to respect the warning and live as though they see Allah, but they only can see Allah's works. They only can see the thing that he created for them to see, like the sun, moon, star, and like themselves. Allah wants you to see yourself as one of his creations, not see God as you don't think you're going to see God like you see each other. No, Allah sees everything, and our vision is limited. We cannot see everything. We only can see what these eyes won't allow us to see. And the only way we can see the Creator and see the thing that he made, the chicken, the cow, the bird, the fish, all these things he made for us to see, and all these things are to testify, be a testimony that there's only one Creator, that he lives and he does not. Allah do not die. Man dies. Man born to die to go back to God. Woman is born to die to go back to God. With a record. We take a record with us to the graveyard. And we want to take the best record when we die. And we are told not to die, lest we die in the state of Islam. Meaning don't die in the state of corruption. Die in the state of peace and love to your Creator. Respect for your human family. Die in that state. So we here tonight on the Block Talk radio station, calling people back to what is right, calling people away from the lies that Satan has put out there. Satan said, God said everything he made, created was good. Satan said, I'm going to prove you wrong, God. Everything you made, I'm going to try to make it bad, make them bad. And he have done a lot of that in this day and time with all the people. Been done it with the Caucasian people because they cannot be God. But they have taken language and titles and put on themselves that they can't measure up with because Almighty God did not give them those titles. We got titles that we can't measure up with. We can get close to them. We can submit our will. All people can submit their will to do the will of God freely if they truly wanted to. All of us. But we refuse to submit our will to do the will of the Creator, then we headed in the wrong direction. So I'm here tonight. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar. I thank my wife for opening up for me to get into the house. And we are coming out of Decatur, Georgia. We are the supporter of this Brock Talk radio station, along with Brother Sujah Muhammad and his wife, and we also have Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. In coming on as well. We all spokesmen for this Black Talk radio station. And we have Brother Amin coming out of California. So we hope you got any question, Max 1, come into the queue. I see that we got a hand up, and Brother Sujah Muhammad, one of the co-host workers here. And I'm going to bring him in and let him get a chance to say what he wants to say, so he got his hand up. As-salamu alaykum. You got the ice cream over there. As-salamu alaykum.
Excuse me. Well, I'm as-salam. I had it on mute.
Yes, sir. Well, I see your hand up. I know you got something to say, and I'll just give away to you. You got it.
I put my hands up to let you know I'm here. Alhamdulillah. I owe the blame and the Shaitan Rajin. For Allah's name, most gracious, the most much. I also testify and I also bear witness. There's only one creator. There's only one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, a human being like you and I, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. You know, we know we got people that's trying to make Prophet Muhammad more than what he is. It's trying to make him more God-like, more angel-like. He's not an angel. Islam is not a job that Allah gives to us where we try to make people look big, make people look outstanding. Try to put people out there so you can say that I'm closer. I got a good relationship with her. I got a good relationship with him. I just got you talking to him. I brought you the greeting from him. They used to do it with the army like Muhammad. I just left the dear holy apostle. You know, that's kind of weak. That's real weak to me. I don't even listen to that. For some reason, I try not to hear that. You know, Allah got us here to believe in Him, and for us to pass on to the peoples that they're capable of making mistakes, that God is often forgiven, most merciful. You know, that's if you believe in God and you try to keep your prayers up and things, you got hope in your life. That God is with you. You know. But when somebody try to give people a desperate idea of Islam. If I don't do this here, then I may not make it. That's not Islam. That's not what Allah. That's Allah not bringing it to us like that. You know, Allah bring it the way I'm looking at it, Allah bring it where we can be patient and being patient. We got time to establish ourselves and do things in life, and do things with our children, with our wives, with our mothers, and our, and if we live that kind of life, you know, we live a life of not desperate. We live a life of a person that is forgiven. You know, is merciful. Then we are picking up what Allah is offering us, and we can sleep at night. We can pass on information to other people, but we don't pass on to them. Idea of God that is fearful. Some people try to make you fear God so much until you don't fear God, so they try to make you fear Satan. You know, you ain't responding fast enough to the information they're giving you about God. You ain't showing enough fear right away, so they bring Satan on you. You know, try to make you fear Satan. I just like to read something from the Holy Quran. I hold the blessing, man, I say time right. Jean, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I'm going to start at Surah 47, Ayah 20. Those who believe say, why is not a Surah sent down for us? But when a surah of basic or categorical meaning is revealed it, and fighting is mentioned therein, thou will see those in whose heart is a disease looking at thee with a look of one in a swoon at the approach of death. But more fitting for them. He says death is more fitting for them than the way, I mean, the way they're looking, you know. Was it to obey and say what is just, and when a matter is resolved at home, it was best for them if they was true to Allah. Then is it to be expected of you, if ye was put into authority, that ye would do mischief in the land. and break your ties of kin and kin. Authority, then. Then is it to be expected of you, if you was put in authority, that you would do mischief in the land and break your ties of kin and kin? Such are the men whom Allah has cursed it, for he has made them deaf and blinded their sight. Do they not then honestly seek to understand the Quran? Or are their heart locked up by them? Those who turn back as apostate after guidance was clearly shown to them. The evil one has instigated them and bunyard them up with false hope. That's what I was saying. It's not that false hope type of atmosphere that is created. This because they said to those who hate what Allah has revealed, we will obey you in part of this matter, but Allah knows their inner secret. But how will it be when the angels take their soul to death and smite their faces and their backs? This because they follow that which called forth the wrath of Allah, and they hated Allah's good pleasure. So he made their deed of no effect. Or do those in whose heart is a disease think that Allah will not bring to light all their rancor? Had we so willed it, we could have shown them up to thee, and thou shouldest have known them by their mark. But surely thou would know them by the tone of their speech. And Allah knows all that ye do. And we shall try you until we test those among you who strive the utmost and persevere in patience. And we shall try your reported metal. Those who reject Allah, hinder men from the path of Allah, and resist the messenger after guidance have been clearly shown to them, will not injure Allah in the least. But he will make their deeds of no effect. O ye who believe, obey Allah and obey the messenger, and make not vain your deeds. Those who reject Allah and hinder men from the path of Allah, then rejecting Allah, Allah will not forgive them. Be not weary and faint-hearted, crying for peace, when ye should be uppermost. For Allah is with you, and will never put you in loss for your good deeds. The life of this world is but play and amusement. And if you believe and guard against evil, he will grant you your recompense and will not ask you to give up your possession. If he was to ask you for all of them and press you, you would covetously withhold, and he would bring out all your ill feelings. Behold, ye are those invited to spend their substance in the way of Allah. But among you are some that are miserly. But any who are miserly are so at the expense of their own soul. But Allah is free of all want, and it is ye that are needy. If ye turn back from the path, he will substitute in your stead another people. Then they will not be like you. Thought Allah was a being. Surely Allah spoke the mighty truth. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And this is the point. We got to be ourselves. That's the whole point. We got to be ourselves. You can't be me, and I can't be you. Allah is not so small that he got everybody doing the same thing. Please. And just because I got a different idea don't mean I got a bigger idea or a better idea. It's just I got something different. And you could come right up with a different idea. Just like I came up with a different idea. You know? So we as Muslim is in a good position. We as Muslim is going to be leaders. We're going to be leaders in the world. We as Muslim is going to be blessed because we didn't give up. We holding that respect for Allah. We never did sell our soul to the devil. And the devil did everything he could to test and try us. But we kept going. And we kept the fight. So praise be to Allah. Let's show the people that images in religion is a bad thing. It's a terrible thing. Let's show the peoples that anything in creation that you make into a god is making you look smaller because God put us over everything in creation. We've been put over things in creation. He makes the angels. How many times have you heard people say, I'd like to be an angel? And just when you read and study the angels, look at the power that the angels have. And the angels is made out of light, pure light. So with that type of understanding, then we should stand up and take a bow. Stand up and take a bow because God put us over the angel. Brothers and sisters, I think that we should try harder to realize who we are. Because we're not looking out at ourselves correctly. The work that we're doing are the work that ahead of us is not nothing small. It's not nothing small, brothers and sisters. Know that we're doing a mighty work, a great work. And to tell you that we're doing a great work, you're going to have people that's going to try to say that they did this work that we're doing. That show you how powerful of what we're doing. They're going to try to steal the credit. Because it's a great work, brothers and sisters. Even if they do try to steal the credit, you know, Allah is the all-knowing and the all-wise. Only thing they're doing is proving and bringing about a testimony against themselves. So we shouldn't have nothing to worry about.
But just let's keep on showing the people that they're serious of images in religion. This is what that whole TV about, the television. Is projecting images and having the control over images where we can make they can make images be what they want it to be. And people that don't have the understanding can be influenced by these things. People be telling you stories about things on TV and the person tells them, man, that just was a movie. But that movie was so powerful, people thought it was real. Some people believe that it's real. That's how powerful images are. And that's how dangerous a lie is. That's how dangerous a lie is. A person can tell a lie, and if you're not cautious, and you're not thinking, the lie can influence you. It can have you thinking the wrong way, and it'll make you have to come back and give apology. And give apology if you got that kind of strength, if you're truthful. You see, so we have the blessing. We have the blessing from Allah, the Holy Quran, and the wisdom of Prophet Muhammad, and all this is bearing witness to the truth, bearing witness to righteousness, and we can use this against the lie that's been told that God had a son, that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. It's God himself. Now, you don't saw Jesus. They don't gave you a picture of Jesus. Then they turn around and tell you that Jesus is God himself. I just saw the Jesus. That ain't nothing. You got to have faith. But the Bible says that if I see God, I'm going to die. That don't mean that. That don't mean you're going to die physically. But they got every kind of excuse in the world. I put the word justification. They got every kind of justification in the world to make you accept a lie. They had to tell another lie, prop that lie up and try to justify that lie. Jesus, a God, loved you so much that he gave his life for your sin. He gave his only begotten son die for your sin. That type of emotion, that type of influence, you know, causes people to take positions that will take away their soul, brothers and sisters. Will make them influence generations. Make them influence their children. To believe that lie. To teach their children how to live that lie. That's what the Christian is doing today. The lie that they've been told to them, their whole life is pushing that lie. All the clothes that they wear, the the way they comb their hair, the way that they speak, the way they carry themselves, is coming from that lie. The way they deal with truth. So that lie influenced their whole life. It's influenced their whole life, brothers and sisters. They live a life, and if they live it until they die, Allah said that if you come before him, I just read this in the Quran, Allah said that if you come before him as a sinner, he's not going to forgive you for your sin. If you die and come before Allah as a sinner, he's not going to forgive you for your sin. In other words, you got to, you can be a sinner, but you got to change before you come to Allah. Now, this is what the Quran say. This is not what Shuja is saying. I know that's kind of deep right there. Because first thing I thought about was all my peoples. My dad, my mother, and my brother. And, you know, then the first people that you think about, your aunties and your uncles. That was Christian. But you don't know how the people were thinking before they passed. You know, down south, a whole lot of people didn't tell you everything was on their mind. They let you think that they believe in certain things, but they didn't believe in it. And anytime you do right, sometime when they get you alone, they'll tell you, I believe in that thing the same way you do. But all the time you were thinking that they believe another way. So it's got to be an answer to that, brothers and sisters. It's got to be an answer to that because I had a whole lot of good people in my family. People that practice righteousness. People that believe in God. There's got to be something that we don't understand. I can say, well, I understand already. I understand. God told me, like what I just got you saying, that if you die of sin and you come before God, a sinner, God's not going to forgive you and you're going to be punished. That's what it say in the Quran. So I'm saying that there's something that we don't understand about this. There's something we don't understand about this. We're special people, brothers and sisters. We're special peoples to declare the truth and hold on to the truth. We're special people. Even though the truth bear witness against yourself, we still hold on to it. We still believe in it. We still say we bear witness. We still try to hold on to that covenant that we made with Allah. We still hold on to that. You know, it's mighty funny. All these preachers that's supposed to be fiery and talk good and love Jesus and got strong faith in Jesus and all that. They don't say, many of them don't say nothing against Imam Wabidi Muhammad. Many of them don't say nothing against the Quran. You probably catch an ignorant one, mate, try to say something. Just ignorant. But the majority of them, they don't say nothing against the Quran. So that's telling me these people believe in things quietly that we don't know that they believe in. They believe in us. And it's just like the old saying, that was my ace in the hole. That was my ace in the hole. I was holding on to that. I believe in that. I was going to be a Muslim. Oh, I am a Muslim. I died a Muslim. Brothers and sisters, we got to wake up and stay awoke. And don't be afraid to stand up for what's the truth. Stand up and say the truth. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't add nothing to it where you try to make it, where you making it weak. Live up to it. We try to live up to it. Allah won't give us something that we can't have. So brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for this opportunity. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave in peace. Well, Aysalam and ain't gone.
Well, look, Aysalam. Thank you, brother, too, God. Yeah, it's good. We're talking, and we're trying to get the talking into action. First, you got to acknowledge the thing, then maybe we get some help to working and making the good things happen. Because it's easy to talk. I know it's easy to say we are in this shape because we have no unity. And the proof of that is take a million of us. If a million of us was to put a dollar a week, for about 5 weeks, we could buy land and do so much and make sure nobody is out on the street. We can negotiate with good farmers who grow the best food, the lab food, and make sure they got plenty of money to produce the food that we all need. Nobody would be home. So it's easy. Yeah, talk is easy. But if everybody did talk the point to, we would have a good world, because it's easy to get everybody to put a dollar on a lot of tickets, millions of people. But you cannot hardly get them to put a dollar that will make the future better for all of them. It's hard to do that. So we're going to keep talking with the help of Allah. And we're going to continue to make progress. Yes, sir, brother.
Assalamu alaikum. I just want to say this. I don't want to give credit to all the crooks. I don't want to give credit to the people that's stealing and oppressing the people.
that have all the nice homes and have all the success that we are saying is successful because we are faithful to God, when they are openly not faithful to God. I don't think that that's justified just because we don't have what they got. I think everything's on time. Everything on time. We just got to have patience. We got to have a belief, and we got to be able to stand up in this old world that everything is. I mean, look at how they trying to destroy the mail. So I mean, I wouldn't say that these people are successful. I wouldn't say that Shaitan is successful. I can't give that to Shaitan. Shaitan already told God that he's gonna show God that we are not worthy. I can't give up like that. I've been fighting too long. You know, so it's coming. But their success is not bearing witness that they are obedient to God. Their success that they are doing, they are kind of show God that we are not worthy. That's what Satan said. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna deceive them. They'll never get together. They'll never get it together. They'll never come together. I'm gonna give it in to him like that. I just want to say that.
My point is show you what unity we, if we had unity, what it could do, how it would help us all. But that's my main point. Show what unity would do if we had. But we don't have. Yes, Satan time is up, and but he sat back, wait to us. Put something together and show him that it's time up. And we're going to do it. Inshallah. We're going to do it. We get rid of Satan and what he have done to the whole world, what he have done to the people who are supposed to be leaving, like you said, but those people that Satan put up there and make successful, they ain't that. Because they got a home in Malibu and one in and all over the country, and cars are the fastest, best cars. That's not success. Because it's success to serving God and serving Allah in the right way. That's success. That's a temporary. Picture of people that got some material. That's all it is. And a good wind can come along and take that material and put it in another county and destroy it at the same time. We are not in charge. So they not successful because the book said, how can you call success? You gain the whole world, but you lose your soul.
But you lose your soul.
Yeah, you ain't got no soul. You don't care who you destroyed on the way getting all that material that you can't take with you. If your heart stopped right now, you can't take it with you. Oh yeah, you said something. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. That's something like the Lord's name and merciful Redeemer. I bear witness there's no God but Allah. and Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu is his last prophet and his messenger. I just wanted to add on to what you, Brother Sujah, and Abba was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, materialism is one way of success for somebody else, like Akwa said. You may have properties or whatever in Malibu or whatever, this and the other. But that materialism, materialistic mentality is not going to get you into the paradise. Okay. But we also, the Quran tells us too, live today as if we're going to die tomorrow, yet live today as if we will live forever. Okay? It also says for us not to forget our share of this material world. Okay? So that means that Muslims, because we're Muslims, we're not supposed to be poor, you know? We don't have to be poor, and we can have success still with our spiritual guidance from the Quran. So we have to be balanced. Islam is a balanced religion. So we have to be balanced in that fact. We can't just concentrate on, well, we're poor, righteous Muslims. As we used to say, who would be a poor, righteous Muslim? That was in the first generation. We used to say that, and it still holds true. Yeah, we are poor, righteous Muslims. Poor, righteous Muslims in a sense that we are letting the world know that we don't claim all the riches. We are not that materialistic to the point where we are not righteous. But we are due some of our share of this material world. But we don't forget about the hereafter. That's mostly important as well, because we do our share too, you know? So we have to remember that too. That's what's holding, I feel, the older Muslims down, because they had, well, to a certain extent, maybe I'm meaning older in age, because to a certain extent, even the Muslims back in the day of the army lines of Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, you know, a lot of them were very materialistic. They had Cadillac cars, they had minks and furs and dirs and all that kind of stuff, you know, and they lived well. But we still didn't stereotype them as not being righteous, because some of them even gave money to the needy. Some of them even helped to feed the needy. You did your good deeds. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do even now, do our good deeds. But that don't mean we can't have a nice home or a Cadillac car, if that's our choice, as long as we haven't had to sacrifice to get it, you know. But as long as we pray every day, you know, especially at Fajr, when we get up, we thank Allah for blessing us with our souls back. We thank Allah for blessing us with a sound mind. And we thank Allah for blessing us with necessities of life. So we can't be so spiritual to the point where we miss the mark, you know, and miss the point. Because Allah didn't put us here to be poor. We're rich, yes, in the knowledge of Islam, you know, and the blessings that we've been blessed with, and we don't forget that. But that don't mean that we can't have nice things and the finer things in life. You know what I'm saying. So I just wanted to reiterate that, because a lot of us, and I have to bear witness myself, I was stuck on that, in that mode at one time. But I've learned better now, and I thank Allah, because Allah blessed me with that light, you know. Allah blessed me with that revelation. So, and I'm grateful. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Here I'm, Bob.
Okay. So, alhamdulillah, anybody else, all you got to do is this one, come into the queue, and we want to hear from you. We are here tonight. To hear from all our brothers and sisters who have something to say. We all can add on tearing this wicked house down and building up a new house.
We all can.
That's right.
We all can, because we're supposed to be one. And so I'm going to, brother, I mean, raise his hand.
All right, that's
what I'm going to say. Well, they got Selena.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, right now I'm here selling on over at the post office. Praise be to Allah, you know, trying to make a dollar. But I was thinking today about I'm sending out a text blast, and my emphasis, inshallah, is going to be to do what Imam W.D. Muhammad told us to do. He told us to do many, many years ago. And I guess around that time, he was telling the community, you know, he was telling the community that 80% of the imams don't follow me. I guess when it comes down to education, you know, I guess that was the, I guess what you call maybe like the canary in the mine shaft. That was the maybe one of the things that Imam Muhammad could readily see who followed him or not. Because if an imam don't understand how valuable an education is for a child, and it especially an Islamic education for a child, you know, and then don't care, you know, because the imam told him, he say, hold your meeting in the school. Hold your Juma. Pray in the school. People come to school and pray. You know, have your Juma at the school on Friday. Have your Talim at the school. Bring your money to the school. Don't spend your money outside of the school. You know, have your Jumas, have your Talim, have your wedding at the school. When babies are born, I guess that's called a nikah, maybe, I think. I didn't check on it. At the school, business people had a meeting at the school. You pay the school a little money, say, hey, can we borrow the school, have a meeting? You know, here's X amount of dollars, so we have our meeting at the school. And then on top of that, you know, form of refrigeration. Maybe a walk-in freezer or something where you could keep good, and people and your community know to buy their paper towels and toilet paper, your milk and cheese and beans and rice and stuff from the school. You go there first. And then now if something that you actually need now, and then as a last resort, take your money to Ralph's Market or CVS or whatever it is, Boys Market or Safeway, whatever the local, if just needed. But first of all, get in the habit of taking our money to the school. I mean, this would be a great lesson, you know, in learning how to target our dollars, you know. They had a little thing out here called Recycle Black Dollars before. There was a brother named Muhammad Nasruddin, Recycle Black Dollars. In other words, learn how to keep your money and target your money. Tell these other people do. What these other people do. And talking about Hispanics, boy, they be out in the morning and they got some type of soup that they sell, and all those little Mexican men and Guatemalan men, I don't know what they are, because they are from all over South America, Latin America. They stop and they patronize them women. They patronize them men early in the morning, and they be in their work clothes. And you know they got the, what's the name, the reflective jackets on. And I see them pulling up, and they take that money and give it to that woman, give it to that girl selling that soup. I forgot. I'm gonna find out exactly what it is. I got to be more exact, because this is what we need to teach our people. And the imam needs to repeat this over and over. You know what I mean? Because we have done a great imam. I saw that this looked like this immigrant brother was doing. he was saying, brothers and sisters, you know, one of the miracles, I'm a point out a modern day miracle. What if you could get one person, he say, and give them some dawah, and they want to be a Muslim or a Muslim, one person. Well, how about 10 people, you know, that you could talk to and give them a little dawah, you know, they came and they want to be a good person, a Muslim, and pray and fast. And then, well, how about 100 people, he say? Well, he went on, how about 500? How about 1,000? How about 10,000? Well, you know, he went on to say, well, this man, Imam W.D., this is an immigrant. He said, brother, this man, Imam W.D. Muhammad, have influenced the lives of like 2 million people. 2 million people. Taught them the religion over a 30-some-year period. You know what I mean? And he taught us how to rely on the Holy Quran. He taught us how to rely on the Prophet Muhammad. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. So, you know, we're in good shape. I think we just need to do something with our schools, though. We need to go back to what Imam Muhammad say. Don't build masjids. You know, these people get on the radio, oh, they're building a masjid in Dallas. Well, that's good. That's good. I know, but it's really illogical. You know, really illogical. And don't, like I say, I'm going to say on this little thing, it really don't make sense, you know, because people come on Friday. They come on Friday, yeah. Yeah, come on Friday, you know, but they don't come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, Mother Day. You know, it's not mandatory. Juma is mandatory. So believers have to take off time and, you know, come to Juma. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Excuse that noise. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. So let's go back and pick up what Imam Muhammad says, you know, first, and teach on that. Because I don't know, some of the people might have missed that. Some of the people might have missed that. I didn't miss it, you know, but I remember. He said, don't build masjids, build schools, you know, pray in the school, you know what I mean? So, alhamdulillah. So this is what, and this is my theme, this is what I'm going to pick up along with Sister Claire Muhammad STEM school. You know, I'm keep pushing that, you know what I mean? Pushing that, Sister Claire STEM school, and build a school, a Claire Muhammad school, and not a masjid. So, alhamdulillah. So I turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. Thank you very much. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, let me go back to work. Assalamu alaikum.
The definition of a kika,
here it is. My wife won't let you know the definition of a kika.
What a kika is.
Kika.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She's going to read it to you.
Okay. It says, yes, Muslim parents do not traditionally hold a baby shower prior to the child's birth. The Islamic alternative is a welcoming ceremony called the akikah, spelled A-Q-I-Q-A-H. A-Q-I-Q-A-H, akikah, which is held after the child is born, hosted by the baby's family.
Alhamdulillah.
That's what akikah.
Right. I know a sister out here named Akika. So when a baby's born, that's what it's called, an Akika with the baby. Okay, praise be to Allah. So,
yes.
Well, how about the word? How about Nika? How about Nikah? Nikah. What is that, sister? Nikah.
H. Muslim matrimony. The nikah, N-I-K-A-H, is a Muslim marriage, a matrimony, Islamic marriage site. Nikah. That's the site.
Uh-huh.
Muslim matrimony site for Muslims. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. Praise be to Allah. Okay. Okay, we got it now. Kika is for the parents.
for the baby, and Nika's for the marriage. Alhamdulillah.
Right.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Can
you got the spelling for that? N-K-K-A-H. Nika. N-I-K-K-A-H. And some people spell it N-I-K-A-H. Because it says how to perform. And then in parentheses has N-I-K-K-A-H.
Right.
I just
want to let Brother Agbar know that I understood everything that he said.
I'm going
along with everything that he said. What I was adding to it was that we don't give up.
Right.
That's the main thing. That's what I was adding to it. Shaitan, that's when the glory, that's when you start glorifying Shaitan. But other than that, I even though I said that, that didn't do nothing to what Agbar has said. It still stands. Praise be to Allah. We don't give up. We're gonna fight this fight.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
We're gonna fight for oppression. So anybody else got anything else they'd like to say? Please mask one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you be able to say what you want to say. We all got some pieces of what we need to put out together. And if no one got it all, we all got pieces. And Allah is the one who gave that to us. We all, if you were to analyze.
I'd like to say something else.
Yes, sir, go ahead. Bar. Yes, sir.
Yeah, just I'd like to
yes,
say
sir.
Something else about
yes.
what I've been thinking. I mean, you know, alhamdulillah, about reparations. What do you feel, Akbar? I want to ask you, what do you think about reparations?
Well, I think it's good to boost the economy up that we don't have, and build our morale up because it's something we don't have. I think it would change the whole structure of the African American people, because together we'll be rising up. So that should change a whole lot of things. And I don't pay that no attention about us going to take the money and destroy ourselves. I'm not paying that no attention. On everybody got a country. And when a person get an opportunity to lift himself up and he take and tear himself down, then that's something he done. But the majority of the people want to come up. I really do believe the majority of the people will take advantage of the good situation they're in. I really do.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I think that our people now we got people now who need help. Some are mentally ill, some, you know, that's like any race. But, I think our people could handle money just as good as we always have, you know, and good as any people. Yeah. And Allah is a God of justice. I don't know if Almighty God Allah wants something to happen and the person don't. I think the Holy Quran says stand up for justice or stand out. Somebody stand up for justice, stand out for justice. You know what I mean? Don't just let people do anything to us and we, we'll forget it.
Yeah.
Everybody else, well, they take you to court. You owe them, you know. Everybody.
And they pay them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Pay them.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. Stand up for
justice. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Allah is a God of justice.
and for us to come here to this country and build this country up and enslave us and we live poor generation after generation, you know, and this country owe us.
Yeah.
They owe us
and
a debt.
And they got our brothers and sisters out here sleeping on the street, and you know, and won't help them with some mental illness help, you know,
and
they
got
put all this alcohol and dope out here on us.
Yeah,
you know,
America is the richest country in the world.
Yeah,
the richest country in the world, and we got poor people sleeping.
But look at the language they use. This is a poor neighborhood, and it's riddled with drugs and all the wrong things. And then they'll tell you that America is fighting to save America. But how are you fighting to save America? You won't save the drug community. You won't stop the drugs. You won't go in there and offer the people a job or a better life. Only thing you give that false hope in the believing somebody dies for their sin and gonna come back and save them. And all they gotta do is stop using the drugs, stop stealing and telling lies, getting married, and they can save themselves. They ain't telling them that. They ain't telling Jesus saved. So all the falsehood, you give the people false hope. We know that Imam taught us about manipulation. Our people been manipulated. Yes. He also told us that the Caucasian man has outknew us. And he outknew us to stay on top of us where he can walk into a room. And everybody said, there's a white man. Look at there. Oh, he in here with us. So we messed up as a people.
Yeah.
Kevin Nathan threw it up on the when he was a football player, quarterback. He stood on his knees and wouldn't stand up when they were playing the national anthem, and they got rid of him. So they don't want nobody standing up for us, standing up for the injustice that they are doing to us. And some people think that this is happening because those people earned it. No, many of those people are innocent, and they got lost their life because you have an ignorant person with a gun who thought he was God and judge and jury, and he killed the man for nothing. But long as they ain't kill nobody, and most of the people ain't saying nothing. But soon as somebody get killed in one of our family, then we want to get busy with a lawyer or whoever and sue that person. Now we need to be together on this. All people, no matter what color they are, they ought to be together for the Constitution and for the justice and for all of American people, all the people of. If they're not doing that, they're hypocrites. So anybody that's got anything they would like to say, match one, and we'll cut your mic on. Okay, well, Sue Job, I'm going to get it back over to you because I know you got something to say. Sue Job.
Alhamdulillah. We're coming together, brothers and sisters.
I
like the way that brother, the Imam, laid it. He said that what we are doing, other people is picking up our pattern.
Yeah.
And they are applying what we are saying out there. You got other people is doing the way we done laid it out. You get other people is going forward with the way that we presented it and the way we laid it out. And maybe it's not time. You know, it's more.
I really don't know why. You know, when you can sit down and tell a person perfectly what would happen if you do certain things. If we come together and put our money together, I can perfectly explain what's going to happen. I can even give you the time it's going to happen. We all can explain that. You know? But now, why we don't come together and do that? That's a different thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, each one of us see that. I know I see it.
Okay.
And I got young people. They see it.
Oh, definitely, they see it.
Brother. Yes, sir. Thank you. You too.
They want it to happen, you know. And so the peoples is picking up what we are doing, and I keep praying to Allah and asking Allah to bless us to benefit from what we are putting out there.
Because
I see some other people is benefiting from what we are putting out there.
Because
we ain't telling nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
And if you add it up, it's going to come out the truth. If you add it up, that's all it's going to be, the truth. You see? Inshallah, we pray that Allah would bless us at some point in this mission to see this come together. There was many things that some of the prophets was doing, and they didn't get a chance to see it. They didn't
That's
get a
right.
chance to see. I mean, ma'am, explain it to us. Some of them wish that they was in this time right here.
Oh, yes. Oh,
but
yes.
They wasn't. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm just trying to be wise, and I'm trying to understand, because I see it the way you see it.
Mm-hmm.
We using perfect math. 2 and 2 is 4. You know?
That's right.
3 and 3 is 6. And I'm wondering why ain't nothing happening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But we can't stop adding it up. We can't stop putting it out there. You know, we got to keep the faith, and we got to be patient.
We got to be patient.
We can't blame God. I can't blame
Mm-mm.
God.
Mm-mm.
So,
no,
Shaitan,
sir.
No, if I don't blame God, then I can be blamed.
Yeah.
That's the scheme. You
That's
can't blame God, to blame him.
Exactly who I blame.
Yeah.
Well, like you said,
Shaitan is a liar.
Yeah.
And there ain't no truth in him.
Ain't no truth
and he
in
ain't
him.
Gonna be successful. He's not gonna be able to stand with that lie.
Never,
when he go
never.
Down, he going down.
Mm-hmm.
And we going to rise. The human being is going to rise.
Well,
the human being is going to rise. You know, and that's what we are. We are human beings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What is that?
Oh,
Well, we have, I don't know what that is. Speaker. Let me speak in now. Let me speak in. You got another speaker to come up. Brother Muhammad from Columbia, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. I think that knocking noise was my dryer. Let me turn it off for a minute, inshallah. من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We thank Allah very much for being on this cube to be able to be a part of this message of concern, which deals with everything we can think of and what we don't think of. That's the message, that Allah is God, the creator of all this, and that's who we have to seek, you know, for guidance out of this test that we in. Now, like everything else, most of the time, our problem still ain't going to never change. We got to use anybody who's standing up for the truth. You got that. And we got to, and they got to ask all of us to come to shore. That's number one. See, until we get enough intestinal fortitude to call everybody, especially those of us who have said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, what you going to do? Come together. Put this Quran, put this example of Prophet Muhammad on the table, and let us ask Allah to guide us into establishing place on this earth, our rightful place in this city, our rightful place in this time that we live in. So until we tell mosque cares, all the masjids, all the people who are of other types of schools of thought of Islam, not al-Islam, but schools of thought of Islam, give them a notice. Like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, he sent out messages to everybody around who said they believe in God. Even the ones who God was a false God. But just by saying that they believe in a higher authority than themselves, a letter was sent to them introducing that there's only one God and Muhammad is his messenger. And can we come to common terms of how we're going to rid this world of all this human injustice and abuse that we are doing to each other? We know that in all of your religions, whatever y'all believe in, you know there is a negative part to it. And the Almighty God Allah, the one God, has told you what that part is because he created it. And now it's called and have evolved to what we call Shaitan. A mind that is arrogant. A mind that is disobedient to its own creator because of its unwillingness to obey something as simple, that his creator has commanded will be good for him if you bow down to this new creation. So we need to understand that we got everything. We just not invite each other to come and sit down to common terms. And all of us, let me tell you something, very few people who are Muslims and good Christians, good Hindus, or whatever you want to call them, when they're in their right mind, they know that we should be talking to each other. They all know that there's a veil of distrust, a veil of disorientation that's between us, and we all know it comes from the negative side of worship to the one God or to the God that someone have over their life. Look at the Christians. Look at their intention. Even though they know that they live in a self-made way of life, self-made way of worship, and everything, but their natural creation, their intention, they try to do a whole lot of good, but ain't nothing going to be happening. Because they don't have the proper planning with the guidance of the Quran to help them understand their book of revelation that was sent to them that is now contaminated, so they can see the whole truth and the clear truth in it if they want to hold on to that. Because we already know there are going to be all type of people who Satan has given them all kind of names, but we know that Jannah is open to all of them as they perfect their faith and clarity and sincerity about what they believe in. Allah will guide them to him. Allah will guide a man who worships a dog. If he's sincere about that, he eventually will wind up knowing Allah, his true creator. Allah will reward him now because he's praying for that. And like Brother Suja just said a few minutes ago, our problem is prayer. See, we're not really praying to God. We're praying for this, we're praying for that, but we're really not giving Allah the direction and the attention and the asking, would he please be the one who answer our prayers? And proof of that is that our prayers haven't been answered yet. Those of us in our reality right now, we've been going on almost 70-something years of trying to come together and establish a life for ourselves and our children and anybody else who's willing to obey health, good food, good moral character, honesty, etc. And we can't force nobody to do that. They might come in all kind of levels of understanding, wanting us to accept them, but they refuse and accept us. We are pure people. We are people who are striving to be pure every day. Allah gives us life. We get up praying. We get up making voodoo. We get up doing this. We try to have a pure conscious mind all day long by Allah's permission. All of them are not doing that. All of them are not going to do that, but they still want to invest and want what we got because they are human beings too. But they haven't learned the self-infliction that they put on themselves by not understanding the meaning of free will to do right. There's nothing that we don't need. Right now, if we wanted to start something today, let's just say us few people program tonight. Probably about 8, 9, 10 people listening, maybe a few more that don't never say nothing. But if we tomorrow say, you know what, every other month I got $1,000. And let's say 9 or 10 people made themselves available and say, okay, I got to do the same thing. I'll do the same thing. So that's 6 times 9 people. That means every other month, that's $54,000. For opening up, let's say, a market, something that's going to bring some real instant income in. We rent a building, clean it up, bring it up to code and everything like that, make contact with getting our property. After maybe about 3 or 4 months of getting this a business open for business, that nice size grocery store will produce almost $300,000 a year in the first 1 or 2 years at the most for those 9 people. Started out just donating every other month $1,000. They got 2 months to raise, but they got 2 months to make $1,000. To keep their commitment to use that $54,000 every two months to develop this supermarket. After 1 year of that supermarket running, we opened up something else, another supermarket, or something else that we know that the community needs. But we got to have the income. We got to have the income, no doubt about it. And that only going to come through unity. One person don't have that type of money so far that we know of, because nobody is spending it. Our rich brothers and sisters are not coming. Don't you know what it's like, man, to set up and you are blessed by a law to make a couple $100,000 a year, but after you do your book work, you find out that you have almost $60,000-$70,000 every year that you're putting in your savings account. And you can't use none of that money to help start a business and create some employment for 5 or 6 people who that in 1 year's time were almost tenfold the money you invest in their skill or their a gift that Allah has given them, be it farming, be it whatever. The reason why these things ain't happening is because we're not having sure. And giving people a chance on paper to commit themselves to do something. All of us, even the poor amongst us, $1,000 every other month. It'll be a strain, but for what we're doing with it, it ain't no strain. No strain at all, only but a nice market. It might be good to a market than a restaurant because the food in your market helps furnish the products you need to open up a nice restaurant. Everybody know that restaurant going to produce or maybe $500,000 in a good 18-month period. If it's kept clean, the food is allowed, the food is cooked real good, and we'll be able to pay everybody a decent salary to where they should be happy that Allah has making us come together, Feast of Bilillah. Now, we got 2 establishments going for $1,000 every other month. Got a nice grocery store. And don't care if don't nobody come except the believers. Because that's what we're selling, halal food. That halal plant will provide all the vegetables, meat, and stuff that we need to have a nice, nice restaurant. And when I say nice restaurant, I'm talking a restaurant that might can hold at least 150 people, 200 people at one time. Everything in that restaurant nice and nice and clean. And the food is excellent. And that $1,000 every other month will cover salaries or anything that might go on while we're trying to get the business running. Because it ain't going to take about a year. It ain't going to take about a year, year and a half at the most. For that establishment to be making that type of income. Covering everybody who works for that place, salary, and the initial investors, the 9 investors, will almost be at least 5-fold getting their investment back. And be in the black. In about 2 years, they be in the black. Everything will be profit for investing into maybe another restaurant or a filling station. Since we know we got time anyway, we done wasted 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 years already. Just think if those 20 years were spent in Shura, following the way of the Quran, the life example of Prophet Muhammad, tending our own business, establish a model community, first of all, for our own souls, and then anyone else who want to invest. But just 9 medium income or small income people doing that will make our brothers and sisters who are right now are only doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're trying to hold on and keep praying, too, that we one day come together. Because they know they got something to help out. Open up a construction company. Look, like I said, here where I live at. Listen to what I'm saying. My imam here is a master plumber, master carpenter, and welder. Got licensed in Alabama and Georgia. My secretary of the masjid is a scientist, a hazardous federal government trainee, and he's got 3 or 4 businesses going on the base, but don't hire nobody out of the community. My treasurer has a handyman business that he's been having for ever since I've been knowing him, since 1980, and never had no steady employment for anybody in the community. He's used part-time help when he could get it. But most of the time, he worked by himself. Same way with my imam. Same way with my treasurer. And I do believe my secretary, I believe he's a millionaire. I have no doubt. I don't see how he's not. So he's a scientist. He got a degree in science. And he's been productive ever since I've been doing him, and I've been knowing him ever since 1984, 85. We have that almost in every community. Look at Brother Abin.
Look at the qualifications, certifications, and the degrees that he got, and he's around a bunch of people out there in California that he know who are supposed to be trying to help him and supporting him what he's doing to probably not have his show up and making a commitment with each other, regardless if it ain't number one or two people. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started off with four or five. His wife, Zaid, et cetera. May Allah be pleased with all of them. We already know what to do. We have to understand that we need to spend on our own souls first if we want to help the world. The world don't know what to do. They're facing the wrong Qibla. If they ain't facing the Qibla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that he's in, gave us a command to do in al-Islam through Prophet Muhammad, then they're facing the wrong Qibla. Though they might be off a degree here, a degree there, that's that deviation that we call. They on a deviation here, a deviation there, and it might be a full circle of deviation instead of unity, that one soul. It don't take much to do what we do because all of us, even at our age, with our fixed income and everything at our age, if we make a commitment to get six or seven, eight or nine of us so that we have that much cash every month,
Brother,
to make
Brother Muhammad,
a business work. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm could you bring that thing, hold them thoughts and bring them back tomorrow if you would? I'm going to apologize.
Oh, yeah.
Job. I cut him off by accident, so I'm going to bring
yes,
him up and let him finish saying what he had to say, and then I'm going to get him to close us out. Thank you, Brother Muhammad, for that good information.
Oh,
what
yeah.
you said was true. And it's going to take the mind, took a certain mind to accept those good things right there because these people got different minds. So, Brother Sujar, you got
right.
Alhamdulillah. I think we're saying the same thing that Brother Muhammad is saying. You know, it's let's put together a service station, let's put together a restaurant, let us come together with money collectively. If I go against that, I'm going against some of the same thing that we talk about, you know. Inshallah, I pray that Allah bless us with the strength to do that.
Yes, sir.
The strength to do that and inshallah, get somebody to manage the restaurant, you know, we come together and do it. We come together and do it, brother. And let's put money up. And let's get into play and let us see the play, you know. And let's do it. I can't do it. I'm 80 years old. I know I can't do it. But I got knowledge on restaurant business. I got knowledge on dealing with food. I got knowledge on recipes and different things like that. What the people lack and what the people don't like. You know, I got that kind of understanding. So alhamdulillah, if we can come together and do that, that'll be a blessing. I'm gonna close it up in prayer. It's about 2 minutes after eight, 2 minutes after nine. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way. The way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. Amen.
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 And love, peace, and everybody be safe.
Brother Muhammad, your daughter
yes,
made a great giddy and meat for the Matthew Pride Sunday. That was delicious.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you for having a backup, and your daughter came through and brought
right.
that big pot of, and everybody loves it. Thank you so much.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I show what
that's
Now that's real.
Yeah, that's what you do. Everybody got to be ready. You got to be ready. Yep.
My
dog
was going to
do that.
Yes, sir. I saw my brother Akbar.
What the guy's name? Yes, sir.
After the show, can me and you talk? I'd like to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. All right. I said Amalekum, everybody.
Well, they guys,
okay, I'll be going out and pray.